The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Managing depression. It's about getting you back to you. If you're still experiencing feelings such as depressed mood and lack of energy, whether or not you're taking an antidepressant, the Forward studies may be an option. They're evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression.
To learn more, call 888-44-MERCY. That's 888-446-3729 or visit forwardstudies.com.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No. No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Air.
We're
full of chat and we're full of chit. I think I was late on that.
And we think you'll get
we'll edit that out.
Excellent release from it.
So
I want to throw an FM in and we'll edit that in.
Okay, FM.
There you go.
Edit that in. Well, good afternoon. What a great day it's been. Wow, you think Letterman's final show was good? I hope you heard this show so far. It's fantastic. We're brought to let me start over. Welcome to the May 21st edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling, one of the 12 or 13 or 14 or whatever advertisers that we are happy to speak for. Good, solid family business, third generation. Hey, somebody has to be your heating and cooling company. Let's make it Matheny. What do you say? We'll talk about them more after this.
Hey!
At the control board, it is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, it would be nice to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. And hello to the chicks.
You know what? You're going to be headed for divorce court.
Oh, there you are.
You are headed for a divorce, mister.
We have an open deal.
Yeah.
It's open-door policy.
He's a man who knows a thing or two about divorce.
That's divorced. Right.
You see the signs, don't you?
Oh, yeah. They're all there.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And now, Rat Boy, who, as you know, is divorced.
Right.
Is looking for someone, and he has seen the success Melody is having on our Facebook page, and we'll talk about that later. But he's already working on a sheet. It's like a questionnaire, and he wants the ladies listening to fill out. And he's only given me Well, here's his first question. Well, are you aiming the PM? Of course, they'll put yes. And the next one, do you like... I can't read this word. What is it?
Cheese.
Do you like cheese?
No, that's a good start.
That's a great start, Rad Boy. Keep working on it. Let me know when you have it finished. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If we were ever to get divorced, it wouldn't have anything to do with anything on this show.
No.
That's for sure.
Oh, man. No, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, there is.
If I got divorced, and I can't believe she hasn't divorced me. I'm not kidding.
Right.
Not because I'm a horrible person. I don't think there are more than 10 women in the world who could live with me. In the world. When somebody says there's only one person for everyone, what a pile of crap that is.
No,
there's a whole world full of people.
Right.
But I do think...
There's bound to be at least 10 out of the 8 billion.
That's what I'm thinking. No, 10. I'm serious. 10. One, eliminate all the women who don't speak English. I don't want to spend my entire married life going...
That sounds great
and
to me.
And the man walked down the street. Try that in English. The man walked down. English speaking. Let's start there. And then of English speaking people, just because it takes time to learn another language, I need somebody who would put up with my weirdisms. So maybe there are 10. I found
weirdisms.
One of the 10. Thank goodness. Where was I? Oh, we are brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny Heating and Cooling, and I don't know if Tom or Rob would want me to say this. They're very modest about the charitable part of Matheny Heating and Cooling, but I will tell you over the years here, on more than one occasion when I have needed to raise money for Friends of Kids with Cancer or St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer or St. Jude or whatever, and we kind of get stuck. A bid will come in. It'll be a text or an email, and it's from Matheny Heating and Cooling, bumping us up. And they never want me to mention it. I'm mentioning it now because we're not doing it now. And if they don't like it, I'm sorry. Please don't cancel. Don't be that mad. But it's a terrific family business. And I always say that it's kind of too bad that in your life, it takes until you're, 40 or 50, till you finally find really good people in all the categories where you need good people. The right dentist, the right doctor, the right landscape person, or you got to cut your yard, the right painter, precision coatings, free plug, the right appliance repair place, and of course the right heating and cooling company, the right place to buy a vehicle, Pondoff. We have your heating and cooling company, Matheny. And here's who qualifies as a customer. Everybody listening, except the people in Illinois, sorry. And the people outside of St. Louis County or St. Charles County, they service customers in St. Louis County and St. Charles County, all of both counties. And beyond that, there are no exclusions because it doesn't matter what brand you have, what make you have, what model you have, how old it is, how new it is, how big, how small, how big your home or your business is or how small, it doesn't matter. They'll do a great job for you. And when it comes time to replace the system, and that time will come, it won't be pretty. You won't like it. I didn't like it years ago. I'm going to have to face it again if we stay in this house. We've been in this house 30 years, so we'll run through two complete systems. But you want it done right. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
No, he can't go.
He can't go.
No, he's in Cincinnati.
Oh, well, Jay got to hear that.
Sorry.
He couldn't.
Had he been with us, he'd be brought to you by...
He could have gone a little bit ago.
What happened? You said he could go earlier.
No, I didn't. I asked him.
Oh, okay. Oh, mistake.
No. Oh.
He would have been brought to you by Laclede Cab.
Bummer.
They have an app, STL Taxi, and it's free. Bummer. You're really thinking, hooray. That's what you're really thinking.
Not me.
Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi is the app. And while I'm at it, we will not have an outdoor segment. And I know, don't email me because a lot of you plan your weekends around my outdoor segment.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do now.
We ran
of
out of time.
This weekend.
That would have been brought to you by Pistols Plus, where I will be this weekend because I found out my daughter's boyfriend has never fired a gun.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm putting an end to that. You're not going to be a part of this family. He's really not a part of the family yet. But you're not even going to start edging your way in unless you fired a gun. So we're going to take care of that this weekend at Pistols Plus. They're in Osage Beach, the heart of Osage Beach, across from Staples. When you see it, you go, that's it? That's Pistols Plus? Walk in. It's one of those places that's about 10 times bigger inside than it looked like it was outside. Pistols Plus, archery, handguns, long guns, accessories, shooting range indoors, archery range, Pistols Plus. Their website is pistolsplusguns.net. Larry Connors has a show on this station from 9 to midnight. I've mentioned it before. It frustrates me that a show as good as Larry Connors puts on, and he works so hard at it, is on 9 to midnight. What I'm about to do will not be appreciated by the management of the station, but it won't be the first time. I want to see Larry Connors put that show and have that show at another time slot, somewhere during the day when most people are in their cars. And if they can't do it here, you other stations who are listening, and I know you're listening, and you know you're listening, you might want to give Mr. Connors a call and talk to him about doing a show on your station, because he's really good. He's very good. I am beyond surprised, because when he started this, I thought this will last about 4 weeks. Here's a guy, news anchor salary that he's used to, television. Most people who had been in that position would just blow this off and go, I'm not doing that. He works probably harder on that show that he does every night, 9 to midnight, than we do, than anybody else. And it's not a slam at other people here. It's just a way of telling you he puts in some hours, and you can tell it when you listen to that show. And I know that a lot of people aren't listening to radio at 9 to midnight, but if you are in the car or you have nothing else going, nothing on TV, turn on the radio 9 to midnight. You'll think this is a syndicated show out of L.A. It's that good. And it could be syndicated. But this place doesn't know how to syndicate a show, or they would have syndicated this one, his, the Inside Out show, a long time ago. And maybe they shouldn't. This is not in, we're not in the syndication business. But boy, oh boy, I would have done that a long time ago. Melody is the lady looking for a man who's AM and the PM. And we put a little post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, and you can see it there when you go. And Melody introduces herself, and then we've allowed gentlemen, and they must be gentlemen because they're AM and the PM, to contact her, and she's blown away by the response and happy, beyond happy. In fact, she's very excited. She has a date tomorrow night with an AM and the PM guy.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope that goes well. His name is Russ. That's all I'll reveal. I don't really know much more than that. Melody, good luck on that date, and get back to us and let us know how that went. And if this goes well and goes quickly, we're on to something. We can have an AM and the PM dating section of the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Wow. Bringing people together who are AM and the PM. I think that would be great. The Glenn Miller Orchestra, I don't know if you've seen these TV commercials, is coming to Lindenwood College or something. Now, at first, I thought...
Is Glenn Miller still alive?
Well, I thought, really, the Glenn Miller work without Glenn Miller? But then I thought, and I've actually heard the Glenn Miller Orchestra play. They sound exactly like they did when Glenn Miller was there, because the thing about an orchestra, take the St. Louis Symphony. You could take every single person out of there and replace them with equally great musicians, and the music would sound the same.
But so, is it still the Glenn Miller Orchestra then?
Well,
didn't Glenn Miller kind of compile his own orchestra? And none of those people can be alive.
I would call the band Music of Glenn Miller. In other words, it's his sound. Or the band's name would be Sound of Glenn Miller, or the Glenn Miller Sound.
Right.
But to call it the Glenn Miller Orchestra seems a little weird. It'd be like your buddy Dave Matthews, Dan. The Dave Matthews Band. Dave's gone.
Because Glenn's not there.
Yeah. Do you still call it the Dave Matthews Band? I don't think so.
And
nobody else in that orchestra is still there.
No, it's none of the original people. But the point is, they still sound great.
Play
it's
that
the
music,
same
right.
music. So I guess I get it. They've discovered what they say are the oldest tools on record in Kenya. Why is everything dug up in places like Kenya? Why don't they dig anything up in Bethalto or something? I mean, that was part of the earth a million years ago. It says that yesterday they made an announcement. This marks a new beginning to the known archaeological world. 149 tools near Lake Turkana in northern Kenya that are 3.3 million years old. The tools are stone. Maybe at one time they weren't, but they're stone now. They're stone tools. Okay, like an old hatchet or something that's a rock on a stick or on a... How do they know they're 3.... Maybe, what if they're 3.2 million years? How do they get that specific? And I know that I've heard of carbon dating. I guess that's how they do it. That just strikes me odd. Yes. And how would we even know if that's true? They just tell us that, and we go, oh, well, okay, we just buy it. 3.3 million-year-old tools. I don't get this. I don't get the stock market. Here's an example. This is from the money section of yesterday's USA Today. Walmart's first quarter earnings fell short of Wall Street expectations as higher worker pay and a stronger dollar hurt their profit. A stronger dollar hurt their profit. Right there, I'm confused. And then it says, Walmart reported revenue of $114 billion. That was down. Here's the huge disappointment. That was down from the same quarter a year ago, 0.1%. Now, it says that because of that, shares tumbled. And here's what they mean by tumbling. Stock fell 3%. That's not tumbling to me. If Mark and Jason called me and said, well, Frank, I got some bad news. You had $1,000 worth of Walmart stock, but it tumbled today. Yeah. Now you only have 970. That's 3%. Now you only have 970. That's not the end of the world. Why do they use tumbled? I don't get the stock market. And I guess there are people panicking, sell it, get rid of it. Right. It's dropped 3%. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. And I don't know about what Walmart needs to wake up and figure something out. You got to figure out a way to get people to stop making fun of your customers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe you need different customers, and to get them, you need a different look. I don't know, but it can't help you that you go online and they have sites where they show Walmart.
People of Walmart.com.
Yeah, yes. Like they're circus people.
People dressed in pajamas.
You don't see that. People of Target, people of Penny's, no. People of Macy's. It's people. So they're portrayed as like losers and people that don't bathe and have no teeth. And yeah, there are certain Walmart stores you can go in, Lake of the Ozarks, and you'll see that crowd of people. But they're going to have to figure out a way to put an end to that stuff. All right, on Monday's Memorial Day, quick quiz for you two about the flag.
Okay.
And you can't cheat. If you know this or you read this, because, Pian, I think you gave me that.
I did, yeah. I didn't even read it.
All right, Dan, you're in on this, too. Here are the questions. Can I fly my flag in inclement weather? What's the answer?
Wow.
I would say yes, because would they want you going out in a lightning storm and removing the flag?
Yes, they would. You only fly it if it's made of all-weather material.
Whoa.
Like nylon.
So you can only fly it in inclement weather if you have an all-weather flag.
Yes, if you really want to follow the rules. All right, Dan, this is for you. It says, what if I don't have a pole or equipment for flying a flag? Can I still display it? Like, can I put it up on a wall or something, or in a window?
I don't think so. I think it has to be on a pole.
Wrong.
Really?
It says if you don't have equipment to fly a flag, you can display it against a wall or in a window. Attach it to the wall so the stripes are displayed either horizontally or vertically. And so the blue Union Square with the stars is positioned at the top on your left as you or someone outside your house looks at the flag. Can I fly my flag at night?
If it's lighted.
It has to be lit, yeah.
Very good. can only be on view 24 hours a day if properly lighted at nighttime. What happens if my flag touches the ground? Do I have to destroy it?
I'm not sure about that
one. I think when I was like a Cub Scout, we were told if it touches the ground, you got
to
burn
it. You have to burn it. Yeah, I know.
Not true. If it happens accidentally, you do not have to destroy it if it's not damaged. It says you can wash it or dry clean it if it's mildly soiled. I don't like the word soiled. I've never liked that word. When somebody says he soiled his pants, I automatically think of diarrhea. Yeah.
Well, yes. You don't soiled. Think is wetting yourself as soiled.
No.
That's,
or just a grass stain. He soiled his pants.
Yes.
That means poop.
Ugh.
Yes.
And when I hear soiled flag, to me, somebody pooped on the flag.
Yes.
I don't like the word soiled. It's a terrible word. What if my old flag is old? What if my flag is old, damaged, and needs to be retired? What do you do?
I know you can recycle. Send them to... People, they have collections sometimes
retired
flags.
Yeah, you take it somewhere.
So VFW Post, American Legion Post.
Yeah. And then they burn them, right, don't they?
Preferably, yes, you do. You burn them. You did pretty well. Pretty well.
I guess it's because you don't want to, like, have images from a trash dump of an American flag.
A piece of old tattered flag flapping in the breeze.
Yeah,
the
I guess that's not a good look.
And then quickly, before the joke, it's a pretty quick joke. I don't know that I get this. This is a good idea in Lincoln County, which is, what, Illinois, Lincoln County. It says that they have this deal for prom dresses for girls who can't afford prom dresses. So people donate. It's called Bright Futures. And different police officers and firefighters wear jeans. But let me get to the part that really matters. They raise money to clean, you know, prom dresses to warm one time or something, so that these girls who don't have the money can use these prom dresses. But it says, students who participate, total cleaning cost in Lincoln County estimated this year to be around $450 to clean all the dresses that they're going to make available. Then it says, students who participate, meaning girls who wear the dresses, must agree to complete 5 community service hours at a designated community partner, like the sheriff's department or washing patrol cars. What? You're making them do community service because they borrowed a prom dress that they couldn't afford? So here, we have a dress for you. Now go wash the police cars. What kind of deal is that?
So do they have to, when they're finished, they have to bring it back? Is that right?
I guess. It says students who need assistance buying a prom ticket must complete 10 community service hours.
Oh.
Sheila, I know your family's struggling and you can't afford the ticket to the prom. Here, your ticket is paid for. And then after the prom, I want to see you. We need 10 hours of work from your community service. I don't know. Something seems wrong about that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a story last week we didn't get to, and it's a suspicious case of, in fact, I have it here, of a guy who they believe he tried to kill his wife. He and his wife were paratroopers, skydivers. They both jumped, and so they're pretty sure that he messed with her chute. So she'd fall to her death. She survived. She had a reserve chute, which they think he also messed with. But it partially opened and slowed her descent. She was injured, but she lived. That's a pretty bad news guy who wants to kill his wife and watch her. Didn't work. She lived. That's part of the reason for this joke. The other reason is, and it's weird how things happen. I see this story, and then last week somebody asked me about this joke that I haven't told for 3 or 4 years. It's real quick. A guy decides to go skydiving, which I did years ago. I jumped one time. So he goes to the airport, and he goes through the class. You go to ground school for about 4 hours, and he's nervous. And they go over and over and over again. You jump a certain way, you pull the ripcord, you count to 7. If that chute is not open, you go for the reserve chute. If it opens but it's tangled or there's a malfunction, you break away. There are two breakaway clamps. You pull them, you break away from the tangled chute, then go for the reserve chute over and over and over and over. And the day of the jump comes, and this guy's nervous, but he's going through his head what to do. Jump, spread eagle, face down, pull the main ripcord, count to seven, doesn't open, pull the reserve chute. If it does open but it's tangled, break away from it, then pull the reserve chute, and he jumps out of the plane. He pulls the ripcord. Nothing. Nothing. Counts to seven. Pulls the reserve chute cord. Nothing. He's plummeting toward the earth. As he's falling on the way down, he sees coming up another guy who's headed up from the ground. As they meet in midair, the parachute guy who shoots a fail is going down. The other guy's going up. The parachute guy yells to the other guy, "Hey, do you know anything about parachutes?" And the guy going up yells, "No, do you know anything about gas stoves?"
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we're trying to hightail it now. We just got a report, and I didn't get it, the direction of it, but it sounds like we may have an overturned tractor trailer on Highway 270 somewhere between Gravel and Tesson Ferry. Now, it came over on the scanner, and it was kind of garbled, but I heard overturned. I heard tractor trailer and 270. So we're going to make it that way here in just a little bit. All right, we've got northbound Lindbergh in North County really jammed up from 270 through Patterson Road. I think that was all because of that earlier accident on eastbound 270 at 170, so people trying to get off the highway there. That accident's been cleared, and traffic is getting a little better. You're slowing now 370 to New Florissant. Now, northbound 170 is jamming up pretty well from Natural Bridge up through Highway 270. Westbound 70, before Mid Rivers Mall Drive, you've got a crash that was blocking the left lane, and that had traffic jammed up approaching Cave Springs. Eastbound 70 at Florissant, an accident that has it's on the shoulder now, but highway traffic is backed up to Highway 170. If you're traveling on westbound 364, pretty slow now from the Maryland Heights Expressway up to about Highway 94. You're still running slow on westbound 44 from approaching Miraz out through Merritt's. And southbound 270, from what I could see, is pretty well jammed up now from Dorset down through Big Bend. Now it does look like we're running slow up the hill from Highway 44 through Graboid. This report, it is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's strawberry, poppy seed, and chicken salad. Stop driving by and staring in their windows. The strawberry, poppy seed, and chicken salad has returned. Only at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Spend your Sunday midday with KTRS. At 11 a.m., it's Sports Sunday.
This has been Sports Sunday on the home of St. Louis FC and the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS.
Followed anew by America's Wealth Management.
This is America's Wealth Management Show. I'm your host, Dean Barber, along with Bud Casper.
At 1, it's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall.
Welcome to another edition of This Week in Real Estate.
Followed by Straight Talk and Retirement at 2.
I'm Jeff Lapidus, president of JBL Financial Services.
Sunday middays are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a Regions Business Banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops.
They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters.
Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life.
Nobody else does that.
Granite Busters, the best deal and so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Hello, Trapper Joe, Nuisance Wildlife Control.
Help, I think I have bats in my attic. But how can I tell for sure?
Here's how you know you have bats. You know you have bats because you have bat guano built up at the main entry point.
Is that bad?
The danger of having bats in the belfry is sometimes after the buildup of the bat guano over a number of years, you can get histoplasmosis.
Oh?
It's an airborne virus. It attacks your immune system in older people and young kids. It's like getting pneumonia.
That is bad. How does Trapper Joe's Nuisance Wildlife Control help?
We can evict the bats and do all the cleanup and disinfect and deodorize in the attic so you're bat-free.
Really?
We deodorize and disinfect the whole entire attic, clean up all the bat guano, seal up all the entry points in the whole house, and we have a one-year warranty on all the repairs with the renewable warranty after that. We do top-quality work at a reasonable price.
Thanks!
Are bats driving you batty? Call me at 314-220-8247. Get me online at TrapperJoeWildlife.com.
If you're a safe, experienced, courteous, professional driver with a valid Class A CDL, the Afton Trucking family is looking for you. For the past 46 years, they've offered truckers a home with health coverage and other great benefits. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Put your future in gear. Join the Flying A fleet and spend weeknights with your family. Call 1-800-727-0187 or go to AftonTrucking.com. Again, you should call 1-800-727-0187 or go to AftonTrucking.com. That's AFFTON Trucking.com. Your future is now with the Afton Trucking family, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchett at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchett provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchett will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchett will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchett is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
So you've switched over to the DynaGreen fertilizer system. Now, what about your grass? Well, you need to reseed, and the best way to do that is with DynaGreen. You can do the Independence 4-Way Fescue. You can do the Turf Saver Plus with 10% bluegrass or the HGT bluegrass, just like Busch Stadium. To find out everything you need, go to your local independent lawn and garden dealer and ask about DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. Bear Garden Shop and Kirkwood Material are your local DynaGreen dealers.
In the market to buy a home, you're going to need a loan, but how do you figure out who is the best lender when they're all screaming at you? Why don't you go to the mortgage lender that makes the most sense rather than the most noise? Take a walk on the boardwalk. Boardwalk Lending has been owned and operated in St. Louis for over 10 years. Mike and his team of experienced professionals are conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. It's Boardwalk Lending at 636-536-6700. 636-536-6700 or at boardwalklending.com.
Join Citizens for Modern Transit and local media personalities for The Great Race, a relay competition set for May 21st during the evening commute to raise awareness about viable alternative transportation modes modes available in our region. Visit cmt-stl.org for more.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you're gonna let me get sober, leave me alone, let me,
let me go home.
Let me go
home in about... I don't know, 12 minutes. Time to go to Southern California right now and check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns Smokehouse. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I guess it really is Annie Guns Smokehouse. The Smokehouse sort of belongs to Annie Guns, and Annie Guns belongs to the Smokehouse. They're next door to each other on the eastern end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Remember, gift cards, good idea, and they sell a lot of them. And when anybody gives you one, you'll thank them over and over and over again. Folks, here is Mike Evans. What's going on, Holmes?
Come on, man.
Hey, gang of meanness.
That's that. Parker's question, name the name of the hottie who admits eating 3-4 donuts every day. She is hooked on donuts. I like donuts.
I love donuts.
Is it Tina Fey? Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Drew Barrymore, Sophia Vergara.
Oh,
there you go.
I call her Sophia Viagra.
I see what you did there?
Yeah.
I don't think you need any if you're with her, homie.
Mm-hmm.
Movie review, opening today in Everywhere Tomorrowland, starring George Clooney. Little disjointed at places, sometimes confusing, but one of the most entertaining films I think you'll see this year. Another Disney fantasy that lives up with a lot of enjoyment, creativity, and surprises. Some snooty reviewers are blasting it. I don't understand what they don't like. For me, I say just go see it, get a big bag of popcorn, and rated PG, you can take the entire family, which is really great. Take the kids. 107 minutes, 3 stars for Tomorrowland.
Clooney, to me, is just not a great actor.
I agree.
If he weren't really good looking, he would not be a movie star.
Oh, I know. I know. Where a guy really good looking, I don't know that you'd be on radio.
Well, and where a guy like DiCaprio, I think, is a terrific actor, and he's good looking, but he's a good actor.
I agree.
All right.
Speaking of Disney, Disneyland is celebrating their diamond anniversary, 60 years, starting May 27th. It goes through July 27th, and they are expecting, during the two-month period, 14 million viewers, visitors.
Whoa.
That's unbelievable.
A lot.
You know, I'll tell you something, though. If you're ever out in Anaheim, during this Diamond Jubilee, every night, they usually just do it on Saturday nights, but every night they're going to be doing an hour of some of the greatest fireworks that you've ever seen. And about 3 blocks away, there's a night golf driving range. And I like to go over there and get a bucket of balls, and you hit the balls out into the night, but it's only about 3-4 blocks from where they're shooting off the fireworks.
Are they lighted golf balls?
No.
Oh, it's a lighted course. Driving range is lighted.
Well, I mean, there's less where you hit the ball, but
yeah, but there are lighted.
No, there are. They're open at night.
But
so.
There are night right ranges where the balls have light sticks in them.
Yeah, you don't need it because you're seeing the greatest fireworks show every night. It's only 2-3 blocks away.
Well,
you're hitting right into the fireworks, which is really cool.
That has to cost a fortune. Fireworks are expensive. That kind.
Of course, yeah, but
they're Disney. They got They got the money.
I think they have money. Yeah. Disney, 14 million people are going to be there.
Yeah, they got the money.
$100 a pop to get in.
Yeah. Hang on, 14 million times 100.
$100.
$100.
That's $635 million.
$635 million. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow.
Not bad, huh?
No.
If you think you're having a bad day, I want you to consider that on this date, 1976, Ronald Wayne, one of Apple's co-founders, had 10%, got in an argument with Steve Jobs, sold his 10% of Apple for $800. It is now worth $68,065,210,000.
You know, if ever there was a reason to kill yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
$800.
Wow.
He's in his 80s, still alive. Probably wishes he wasn't, but...
Wow.
Day in history, slow day in history today. So I want to bring up a guy that was just, he's in the Television Hall of Fame, just an incredible talent that really nobody knows anything about him, but considered one of the best television character actors, best television comedy writers, also one of the best television comedy directors. And like I said, he's in the Hall of Fame. Died on this date in 2005. Probably best known for his 9 appearances on the Andy Griffith Show. How do you do, Mrs. Wiley? No comedy.
Howie Morris.
A punch like you. Me, it's Ernest Tate.
Howie Morris.
Howard Morris.
Yeah.
It's me. It's Ernest Tate.
There he is.
Yeah.
People don't realize what a big success he was in television.
No.
They mainly just know him for Andy Griffith and Ernest T. Bass. And finally, on the broadcast. Oh. Name the name of the hottie who admits eating 3-4 donuts a day? Tina Fey, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Drew Barrymore, Sofia Vergara.
I'll go Drew.
Sophia.
The least likely is Viagra, so I'll go Sophia Viagra.
The answer is Tina Fey.
Oh.
Hey, Mike Evans.
We missed it. Do you think that Sophia Viagra looks in the mirror every day and goes, man, I'm good looking? How could she not?
I don't know. Certain people have a different image of themselves sometimes.
I guess. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other. East end of everything at Chesterfield Valley. Window World. The Window World windows are the number one selling replacement windows in the United States of America. You'll see why when you shop around for windows and you find that, my goodness, there aren't any other windows that I can find that are $189 and have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval and also have a lifetime warranty. I can't seem to find anything to compete with that. And you won't. You may find another window for $189. It's not going to be a Window World window. They've also recently changed their 0% financing offer from 12 months to 15 months with approved credit. So there you go, 0% financing for 15 months. And whether you buy one or you buy 100, they're $189. They've been $189 all along. They've never raised the price. They've never lowered the quality. And as you know, it's a very charitable company. Window World in St. Louis has given about $500,000 to St. Jude Children's Hospital. So, like anything else, when you buy something, you want to feel like you got your money's worth. Sometimes you feel like you got more than your money's worth, and I think that's the case here. Window World. You can find out a whole lot more at their website, and that is Window World. Oh, please, one other thing. Please, please tell them your AM and the PM and that you listen to this show. It's very competitive. Window World does a lot of advertising, and they need to know where the business is coming from. And at that trivia night, one of the nicest guys came up. He's a sales rep from Window World. He says, thank you for my income and my job. He said, we get so many referrals, so much business from people who are AM and the PM. So please tell them that. We thank you. We appreciate it. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, that was not an overturned tractor trailer on southbound 270, but there is an accident. The guy went off the roadway, and he's facing the opposite direction in the drainage ditch, and the police are on the right shoulder. I think when the fire engine gets there, they were going to block the right lane. So you've got slow traffic on southbound 270 from Page down through Doherty Ferry. You're heavy again from Gravoid through about the Teese Road overpass, which is south of Tesson Ferry. Got a crash reported now on eastbound 40 west of Highway 141 that's got a lane blocked, and you're jammed up approaching Clarkson. On southbound Highway K at 364, a stalled vehicle that only the right lane was getting through. Got about a 2-mile jam there back to Mexico Road. Eastbound 70 at Florissant, you've got a crash on the shoulder, but traffic is jammed now from Highway 170. Eastbound 270, normalizing now. You're slowing from McDonald through New Florissant. Downtown, things have thinned out. Westbound 40, still heavy Kings Highway to McCausland, and 270 out through 141 where they're looking at this other accident. Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, stop driving by and staring in their windows. The Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned only at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Spend your Sunday afternoons with KTRS. At 3 p.m., it's the Girard Realty Show.
Basically, if the house doesn't appraise for the value that you have agreed to pay, the buyer has three options.
Followed at 4 by the Big Barbecue Show.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. Good afternoon, barbecue enthusiasts. We are broadcasting live from St. Louis Home Fire.
All this adds up to one extraordinarily indisputable fact. Sunday afternoons are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Hailstones in your yard. Beautiful sunrises. Floodwaters in your street. Incredible sunsets. Scary cloud formations moving in. There are just as many kinds of weather photographs taken as there are many different kinds of weather. And we'd like to post yours on our website or social media. When you see bad weather or beautiful weather, share your images with us at weather550@ktrs.com. Be sure to let us know your name and where the photograph was taken, and your images could be seen by people all over the planet on ktrs.com. News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at ktrs.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
It is terrible. It's really terrible.
An Alton family wanting justice for a loved one severely beaten. Why they think the suspect should face stiffer charges.
A senior prank taken too far. What Holt High School seniors are accused of doing and the charges 10 students face tonight.
Today marks the first official travel day of the Memorial Day weekend. Officers from across the nation will be out in full force. You'll hear the important message they want you to know before you go.
This power station has been keeping the lights on in a large part of downtown St. Louis for decades. So why is Ameren pulling it apart?
But first at 6, a Metro East family is demanding justice. Their loved one is hospitalized after a severe beating.
Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live in Alton to show us how it all began. Rocky.
Well, Sandy, it happened here.